I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. So will the vote happen or not? That is the question many people in the Spanish region of Catalonia are asking after a week of drama. A referendum on independence is planned for Sunday, but officials in Madrid say the Catalans haven't gone through the proper channels for such a vote. Íñigo Méndez de Vigo is a spokesman for the government in Madrid.
The Catalan government goes unilaterally. To dance a tango, you need two. And in this case, the Spanish government was always ready to talk, but they didn't want to dance. And this is what the Spanish government will not accept.
All this week, Spanish police have been seizing ballot boxes in Catalonia and arresting officials there. But Catalan politician Alfred Bosch says the vote will go ahead no matter what.
This is a democratic movement. It's unstoppable. It's too big. And it's too right, morally right, for the Spanish government to stop it. Because the only thing we want to do is vote yes and vote no for the future of our country.
Reporter Jerry Haddon lives in Barcelona, and he's been following the madness this week. It is madness, Jerry, isn't it? I mean, what are the latest moves by the central government to stop this vote from happening?
Since we spoke a few days ago, the latest in the cat and mouse game here are that federal authorities have found millions of more hidden ballots and confiscated those, and some ballot boxes as well. And they've upped the ante on the fines that they are threatening poll workers with to 600,000 euros each. That's about $700,000. And they're hoping that there are enough zeros there to make people think twice.
And are those fines dissuading the Catalans? And if not, what is Catalonia doing to move forward with this referendum on Sunday?
The strong sense you get is that the Catalans are just digging in and, in fact, feeling more encouraged to carry on with the vote. On the Catalan side of this brinkmanship, you could call it, today the leadership unveiled as a surprise a new prototype for their ballot boxes to replace the ones that have been confiscated. They were bought, apparently, for $6 a pop on Alibaba from China. They're not transparent, as the law says they need to be, but these are strange times, the government says, and that these will serve in this pinch. Pro-independent PTAs have joined the fray. They're organizing region-wide pajama parties for tonight and Saturday night in the schools to be used for voting. And their thinking is, if we're already inside come Sunday sunrise, then it'll be that much harder for the police to kick us out. The added element, of course, is that their kids will be with them, and the people against independence are referring to them as human shields.
And yet, from the outside, Jerry, I mean, just looking at all of this, I kind of get the impression that the central government in Madrid has the upper hand. Am I wrong?
I think, technically speaking, or legally speaking, they do. They seem to cut off the Catalans at every turn. Unfortunately, another phenomenon that's happening as this process is unfolding is that resentment towards Madrid is growing. So the debate, which at one point was whether or not we as Catalans want to be independent, has shifted to almost entirely onto whether or not we have the right to vote. And, you know, you see it in the streets every day. Earlier today, there were hundreds of tractors blocking downtown Barcelona. Yesterday, I went downtown to just about the same area to witness a big student rally, tens of thousands of university and high school students protesting. And I met a young woman named Julia Salvador. She's a first-year university student whose position illustrates the growing trend. Salvador says that she doesn't want independence personally, but that one way or another, the Catalans should be allowed to vote on the issue freely and not have this political decision imposed on them from the outside.
Jerry, what's the likelihood of this kind of face-off between the Catalans and the central government in Madrid turns violent?
I think we might see some sort of voting place scuffles happen this weekend. But I think the bigger worry is this cultural fracture that's taking place in Spain right now, because it's going to be very difficult to put all of this stuff sort of back in the bottle now that it's out. There's a week of strikes planned by the Catalan entire region if this vote doesn't work out the way they want it to. And that means, you know, basically all public services will be running at a bare minimum. And that's their way, of course, of trying to keep the pressure on Madrid. And while that's happening, the Catalan government will be deciding whether to just declare independence unilaterally, in which case Madrid would almost certainly invoke Article 155 of the Constitution, which all Spaniards and Catalans know about now, because it would effectively be a full political takeover of Catalonia by the central government.
Reporter Jerry Haddon in Barcelona on the upcoming referendum for Catalan independence. That is Sunday. Jerry, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.